We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in the middle of Hilchos Ribbis, and it's Thursday night, Or L'Chav Dalet Shvat, and we're up to now, we're in Siman Samachay, all these different dinim of Ribbis, and we just learned about different relationships between a Jew and a Goy and another Jew, like the guarantor of the loan. And we're up to Sif Chav Hei. Siman Samachay, Sif Chav Hei, Akum Shamal Yisrael. A goy tells a Jew, "Levei bishvili ma'os beribis mi Yisrael, borrow money for me, and I'm willing to pay interest from a Jew. Al mashkon ze." L'chora, the Jew is just a messenger boy. The goy is giving him the collateral for the loan, and he's saying, "Go borrow money for me." Oh, afilu ainu nosin lo mashkon, even if he doesn't give him collateral. Elishtarchov, but he gives him a written note. He says, get the money and give him this note, a signed note from me. Talmal the somich esatzmo, and the person lending the money is giving the loan because he's relying, rakal mashkon, on the collateral. Oh, alashtar shel akum, the ain alashliach shum achrayas. Shliach says, leave me out of this, I don't know nothing, I'm doing the guy a favor, he's my business partner, he's my, I see him every day, he asked me to do him a favor, I'm a delivery boy. He's not relying on the Jew at all, the collateral or the note is all from the guy. Mutter, this is allowed, the agent is just an agent, and there's nothing wrong. Ba'afilu me'yisrael shliach, me'yis haribus l'malveh. He delivers the ribbis to the malveh. Mutal kablo, the lender could take it. It's mamish the goy, everything's with the goy.
Is this providing that the yid is not getting paid in any way?
I don't see why he can't get paid as an agent. The guy who decides to pay him, he doesn't have to be doing it for a favor. We'll see when it's also. He's not saying this without telling us, but. The guy called up the radio station, I love your show. You know the next word is but. You just know it. Bafilu ma'yisol ha'shlech meivash v'yis ha'mavu mutu l'kabla v'lvat shaloi v'yigmas os b'daitoi, the lender. The lender, the borrower. Logical made a mistake. Whoa. Oh man, ooh, ooh, ooh. Let's slip through everybody. I got my invitation today, my official invitation to the Arts Girl Seal. So it comes with a card. It says at the conclusion of the dinner, go to the, it's going to be in the New York Hilton, go to the Imperial Room, something like that, which is right next to the Viennese Table Room. I see what they have planned for us that night. I better bring the next size pants. And you're going to get what I said. Everybody's going to get a wheelie, a suitcase wheelie, stock full of all the volumes of all the songs that just came out. We covered the dinner. And now I heard today on the phone that they're not even going to have Medrash Rabbah. No, I don't know why. We finished it. We finished it a week ago. Certainly enough time to print it. I don't know. You know, I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. Better like that.
When is this?
February 27th, Schottenstein's Yard Site. Jerome Schottenstein's Yard Site. Monday, a week from Monday night in the New York Hilton. Be a lot of money in that room. What? Well, we finished the Hebrew Shas. We are making a Siyam, and Mayor Zlatowitz said to us 6 months ago, you guys are going to be finished by Jerome Schottenstein's yard site. And we said, it can't be done. And he said, oh yes, it can. And we did it. So, B'lavad Shaloda, that the borrower, Yigmar Zos B'daito, he makes a, you know, is clear, Shekol Achrayus, Hamas, Bahamos, Bain Bahamo, Bain Bahazoro. I call Lachri Yusuf, Alashliach, Loyelo, Loyia Shumachrais. And there's no achrayus on the part of this agent. His mom is just monkey in the middle. V'chein Yisroel. V'chein Yisroel. Shenosim mashkeno shtarchom liYisrael chaveiro. It works the other way, because you're allowed to borrow from a guy or lend to a guy. So a yid gave collateral or a note to his fellow Jew that he should be an agent to go to the guy. Same thing, it's just a question of who's the borrower, who's the lender. Sheyilva b'shul zeh, b'shilu al zeh mol b'ridus me'akum. Me'akum e'nosoymech rak al ha'mashkeno al ha'shtar. If he gives the loan because he's relying on this collateral or on this note, Val Shliach ain't shum achrayus, and there's no obligation on the Shliach's part, Mutter, it's allowed. V'chein, still we're in the V'chein. In Yisrael, Hilva Tchilu Yisrael Chaver Alamashkin. Okay, I lent you money interest free on collateral. Then when the loan was due, the borrower tells the lender, the borrower, I have money, I'm about to give it back to you. I now tell you, I owe you money now. Let's say I owe you $100. Go borrow $100 from a guy with interest, use the collateral that I gave you. Yeah. Use the collateral that I gave you.
And I'm going to use that $100 to pay the.
And I'll pay the guy the keren and the ribbis. For olai l'shalem, keren by ribbis. It's like a loan to me. You're doing it for me. Now, this is really just another form of the case where a Jew's in the middle and really just an agent, and he's borrowing money from a goy for the other Jew, except in this case he's using the collateral. Oh yeah, he's using the collateral of that Jew. The Jew's saying, use the collateral that I gave you now and give it to the guy. Right? And I'll pay using the collateral that I gave you. Well, I the shalom I care about ribs. It'll be my obligation. You'll be just an agent. If the guy gives the loan because he's relying on the collateral, not on the person who's saying, "Hey, Jack, let me borrow $100 from you. I'll give you interest." You know, if he would do that, and then the guy in effect is lending him. And he's lending it to the other Jew. And then Rebus is also. But we just, all of these cases is to ensure that the legal and even psychological setup is that the guy in the middle is just an agent. A gopher. Just a guy going back and forth. See, again, the credit card is not like that. If I take your credit card and I use it, So the real transaction is legally between you and the department store. I used your credit card and I swiped it and I bought the thing. Yeah, that's like you lent me that money. It's like you got the credit and you lent it to me. So now rebus becomes a problem. That's why if you don't pay, if you use someone else's credit card, always make sure to pay within the 30 days, you know, within the due date. Okay, we gotta wait in time. Oh no, we can go by to Chav Zayin. Siv Chav Zayin. Yisrael Shehil Vel Akam Al Mashka Beritz. Okay, a yid lent the guy money with collateral. The guy gave him collateral and he's paying him interest. Kach v'kach v'chodesh. V'achar kach bo Yisrael chaveiro. A fellow Jew comes over and says, please lend me money. Sh'yal b'lo'os ha'mo'os al mashkin zeh. lend me using the collateral that you got from the guy. I don't even know what that means. What do you mean? You got it from the guy. Lend me money. Good, so you should be giving him collateral.
No, the guy. It seems like the guy gave the first kid collateral. Second kid comes to the first kid and said, "Use that collateral to get me money to loan me money."
That collateral? Sell it?
Or use it as collateral to go get another loan somewhere?
Shehu yitl is a ribis yalun and yomar apiron, and I'll pay the ribis for you. You take the collateral. Give me the collateral. So now it's like the guy owes me. This is what I want to do. I want to take the collateral, and now it's like the guy owes me the money. And I'll take the ribbis. I'll pay you. And now I'll come in your place. I'll pay, let's say, off the whole principal. And now I'll become the payee of the guy's payments.
Okay, so the second yid is only paying the principal as a payoff, not principal plus partial interest.
Yeah, but this is also a problem. And he wants to keep taking ribbons from the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's mutter, why? Because in effect, he bought the collateral from the yid. He bought the collateral from him.
But I guess my question is,
and you have a right to the loan. So now it's again a loan between the new yid and the guy.
But he bought the collateral at principal, not principal plus anything else.
I don't know. I think they could have made up a price. It's a sale. If it's a sale, he could have made up whatever price he wants. Avolim Yisrael HaRishon K'var Zokaf Esar Kerin HaMarib V'chol Zman Alva. Like they do now in a bank when you take a mortgage. They already calculate the loan and the debt. And they present that as the money you owe. So this becomes the loan. This becomes the money owed. You borrow $100, but now all the documents say that you have to pay back $120. Right? Then Arei Kol Karen Shel Yisrael, if that happened, then everything is already considered the principal of the Yisrael, because they already...
recalculated the amortized.
Yeah, they calculated the debt and they said this is what you owe, and they calculated the Karen and the ribbis. So now it's all like the Yid's Karen, so he can't lend it for ribbis. He can't. So. Because he can't give the collateral to someone else and borrow money from it for ribbis, that would be ribbis. His business is all with the guy. Wait. What's the case? They already calculated, you know, what you owe, what your monthly payments will be for 20 years.
Right.
So once that's done, then all the money that the yid gets, yes, right, so the guy owes him money and he's getting that money. Now another yid comes over to him and says, "Give me the collateral. I'll take the collateral. I'll give you," he's still getting monthly payments, right? I'll give you the whatever you would have gotten. Right, I'll give you whatever you have got. So, I would say if I can buy the collateral. Avol Amal Yisrael Rishik for Zokav Imaribus L'chol Zman Alva. Reakolu Ki Keren Shel Yisrael. For Osa Lulvis Al Mashkin Zem Yisrael Chaveiro Beribus. About the case.